Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the official Nightcast presented by Charlotte Christian. My name is Reed Franck, the Director of Alumni Relations at CCS, and I'm excited to host this series as we connect and engage with alumni and friends of the school. Today, I'm excited to welcome Leah Metcalf. Leah Metcalf is a 2001 graduate of Charlotte Christian. In high school, she was an all-state athlete and state champion in both basketball as well as track. She went on to play basketball at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where she became a team captain, academic All-ACC member for all 4 years, as well as an ACC champion. Since graduating from college in 2005, Leah has played 13 seasons of professional basketball in both Europe and Australia, including time in Sweden, France, Luxembourg, Russia, and Poland. I'm fortunate to call Leah a friend, and I'm excited about our conversation today. Leah, welcome. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Awesome. Well, I'm super excited. Leah and I were able to catch up a little bit before the call, and it's just been too long. I was really looking forward to just catching up personally with Leah. We've been friends for a long time, and I'm excited for the Charlotte Christian community to hear about her journey and about her time here at Charlotte Christian, and what God is continuing to do in her life. And Leah, if you don't mind, would love to start with your time here at Charlotte Christian, more of a high level overview, but kind of what led your family to Charlotte Christian, and talk a little bit about your experience here at the school.
Okay. Yeah. So I got to Charlotte Christian when I was in the ninth grade, and it was me and my older brother, Michael, at the time. And my parents were looking for a strong educational foundation, but also a strong spiritual foundation. So both me and Mike came over. We had an interview with the headmaster, and we were pretty solid students. So we got in that year, my freshman year, his sophomore year, and was there until I graduated in 2001. And I think it was a good, again, foundation, what we were looking for as far as education and spirituality.
Awesome. Talk a little bit about just your experience at the school. When you think back to your time at Charlotte Christian, what are a couple of the things that maybe stand out the most to you?
I guess when I first got over there, it was, a little different for us. We came from a predominantly African-American school before that. So seeing a different side of life and culture and, I guess race-wise, it was a bit different going to more predominantly white school. And so from there, I think just opening up both me and Mike, our horizons and understanding life, and that, there are people different. And I think for me, it's been amazing because I've traveled a lot internationally, lived in several different countries. And I think, honestly, I don't know if that's what we were looking for, but just, opening up our eyes to a different perspective, which I think was a good thing. The education, I think that, it was a bit tougher at Charlotte Christian. And so I appreciated that, for me and Mike both at the time. I think it was a good move for us just to challenge us a bit more. And so that's, I guess, something that stood out. And then athletically, we were both athletes and looking to compete at a high level. And I think we were able to find some competitive years in all the sports that we played at Charlotte Christian as well.
No doubt about it. And watching you play was a real treat. Both you and your family members, always at a high level, and always I think just what I remember watching you play and continuing to see clips and highlights is just the drive and the competitiveness that you guys always and you continue to bring to the table to this day. And as kind of we transition a little bit to athletics, what do you think just sports in general meant to your family and continues to mean to your family, and some of the lessons maybe you guys continue to draw from, currently playing and from your time here at Charlotte Christian in athletics?
Yeah, I think it's really been a stabilizing force in our life. Honestly, we've learned so much through athletics, through the sports world. My father, he played football in college. He went to Dartmouth, but then medical school kind of was, kicking his butt. So he ended up going strictly with the education in college. But he was really disciplined, and that's something that he's really instilled in us from a young age, that discipline. And I think something like sports is a way to, draw that out, and so, we were really competitive. We happened to be good at it too, which is always a plus. But even now with some of the coaching that I'm doing, there's so many lessons that can be learned and just valuable things that you can instill in yourself and in the athletes that you coach and play with. That applies to almost every aspect of life. So we were fortunate to have, gone on and played, got scholarships, and even were able to make money off athletics. But I think what's most important through the athletics are the values and the character, the integrity, the commitment, so many things that just go across the board in life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel the same way from my playing days as well. And when I'm asked about sports, specifically baseball on my end, and different parents are asking me different questions, my whole deal is, hey, sports are meant to teach life lessons and to have fun. And I think a lot of, our society and parents these days, just they're being fed this, hey, it's scholarship or bust, or play it at the professional level or bust. And you and I both had the opportunity to do that. But I think looking back, you said it best. I mean, it's all about the lessons and what we've learned versus the dollars or the camaraderie or the notoriety. And I think, hearing that from you kind of sparked that in my mind. And I was able to kind of watch you guys play and compete and learned a lot just from watching you play in both high school and college. And as you think back about some of the teams you were on, especially at Charlotte Christian, kind of like that 1998 to 2000, let's say five era of Charlotte Christian basketball, really you were the impetus and one of the drivers behind really the success, but also the culture here at Charlotte Christian when it came to women's basketball. What would you say, just the Charlotte Christian basketball program means to you when you think back on it?
Well, yeah, I have very fond memories of Charlotte Christian basketball from my first year getting there. I guess everybody thought I was just so quiet. I mean, I'm not really shy, but when I'm in a new situation, I guess I just don't talk as much. But then, I don't know, I just felt comfortable. And after maybe that next year, I was playing a lot even as a freshman, and to be one of the, come back maybe my sophomore year and to be one of the key players on the team, it's like, you kind of find a niche. And so I'm a comedian. Most people that know me know I'm really silly. I like to have a lot of fun. So I just look back on those years and just, think about a lot of the fun we had from, And it's especially my senior year, my junior year, we won a championship game. I mean, won the championship, state championship, which was really fun. And then my senior year, we just had so much fun. I remember everybody's name. I mean, even this day when there's a song that comes on the radio that reminds me of that time, we would always, you know, sing and dance in the locker room, and we hung out even outside of basketball. So, more than any stat, you know, at this point, which is what, about 20 years later, we were good. We had fun. We won the state championship. But just the fun we had, that's, you know, that's what I remember most.
For sure. I remember just some of the times over at Coach Jones and Miss Tess's house and before the games, and just that was a special time in my life as well, and just being around you guys and you know, the guys and girls teams during that time period were super close. So I know how much I appreciated it. Talk a little bit about the coaches you had here and at Charlotte Christian. I know I was fortunate enough to play for Coach Angeli on the football side, but talk a little bit about him and just some of the assistants that poured into you guys during that time.
Okay, yeah. So Coach Angeli was the head coach all of my years. And just as far as like X's and O's, he knew basketball. He had coached Antoine Jameson, some high-level players. And even going into college, there was a lot of things that I knew that maybe some of my other teammates coming in as well didn't know, just because I had a coach like Coach Angeli who knew the X's and O's of basketball and was able to teach it. So I felt very fortunate to play for him. And I know he's coaching football too. So like you said, you got to experience him too. I was fortunate to be able to play for him. We also had Eddie Rollins. He was one of the assistant coaches 1 year. Eric Bradley, Mr. Bradley, who was the history teacher at the time. He also had a couple cameo years there. Had some good coaching, really, really good coaching.
Well, in talking about coaching, talk about that experience and just kind of being on the other side of the table, so to speak. And now you're Coach Metcalf versus Player Metcalf.
Yeah. I prefer Coach Leo, but
Coach Leo, excuse me. My bad. I like that better too.
I feel too old. The pandemic kind of altered a lot of my plans internationally. I was here, and Andy, the AD, was asking if I was available to coach. And at first I didn't want to commit and then have to leave. But the longer things were drawn out, the more I saw that, you know, it was probably a possibility that I'd be here. So I went ahead and committed, even if something came up, you know, just to make sure I had something legitimate or something a bit more sure. And I'm really glad that I did it, because for the longest, you know, I wasn't really trying to coach. I've done some, you know, personal training, and you know, when you've played at such a high, you know, one of the higher levels, it's hard not to give back or see people that need help or are trying to make it. You know, it comes naturally. I'm sure you feel the same. So, but I just knew how time consuming coaching would be, especially at a collegiate level, and even high school. So. But I'm really thankful I did, because it just comes natural. And for it to come full circle to where I'm coaching back at the same place I played 20 years ago, I think is pretty cool. I was there. Anybody that, you know, wanted extra work, I had one player that, I mean, even an hour after practice, she's still in there trying to get work. And that's the type of player that I was. I'd put up shots. I'd stay late. It was nothing to just be in the gym, because I enjoyed doing it. And so, you know, because I was that player as the coach, I'm like, well, I can't leave. She wants to get shots up. I need to make sure somebody's here rebounding for her. And just to be able to shed knowledge again with girls that are wanting to play, wanting to learn, wanting to get better, and also wanting to play at the next level, just to be able to bring that experience and the expertise and pass that along to them. It was really cool. I'm pretty sure I'll continue coaching.
Well, all signs point to everybody loving you being around and wanting you to come back in whatever capacity that you can. I know for me, yes, I think surreal is the word. When I started helping out, even just in a smaller role to what I'm doing now, it's you know, you're back in some of the same venues and places that you remember playing in, and you know, some of the coaches, both for us and the teams we're playing are still around, and kind of takes you back down memory lane. But it's something that I think once you kind of have it instilled in you, you just you know, for me, it's just an outlet to scratch that the competitive and the baseball itch, and just really just rooting on some of these guys that and for you gals that are playing now and watching them succeed sure is rewarding for sure. All right, let me switch gears on you a little bit. So you graduate from Charlotte Christian 2001 and going to North Carolina to play basketball. Talk a little bit about, you know, really what your mindset was as you went in to college as a freshman, and just kind of some of those initial first feelings as you stepped on campus at Chapel Hill.
Yeah, well, so I was really excited. You know, it was, I'm sure most seniors are, they're like, oh, I'm done with high school, it's college now. You know, you always see movies and just have these ideas of what college is supposed to be. And of course I get there and it's great. You know, most athletes, you come in with a class of teammates. So you're instant friends at the, you know, from the jump. So, it was cool to have some teammates, fellow freshmen at the time coming in. So we were pretty close. We'd hang out a lot, you know, go out to eat together. So, you know, it's nice to instantly have people as soon as you step on campus. Then we got to those workouts. So 6 a.m. workouts, and, you know, you lose a game and then you're back in the gym that 6 a.m. that next morning. I mean, it's just, it's a reality check. So you, if you're not committed, I mean, college, it weeds out, you know, the people that really want it versus those that are like, you know, oh, this just seems cool. Or those that are there just for the appearance of, hey, I'm playing sports in college. So, yeah, we got through that reality check. You know, it's a lot of hard work. You have to deal with a lot of, time management. So one thing about college that I felt that I was prepared as far as the workload, the schoolwork, but it was just, you know, making sure you were disciplined enough to get your work done and get done what needs to be done. That way you don't fall behind, because if you fall behind, you usually end up overwhelmed with everything that needs to get done. So I was excited, and you know, even looking back, I'm really thankful for those years. You know, I felt like, and I think it's the case for a lot of people, that you know, those are the years that kind of define you as a person, that to where you're on your own and you kind of start making your own decisions and you know, really becoming the person who you'll be. And it was a shock, I think, athletically, but a good one. I came in, I think I was the preseason rookie of the year for the ACC conference at the time, and you know, had a really good year as well, basketball wise. But I mean, but it was hard work. it's a different experience from Charlotte Christian. You know, you get these coaches. Coach Angley didn't really yell all that much. You know, then you get these coaches that, you know, they like to yell, and you know how it is sometimes.
For sure. Well,
insult.
Well, yeah, no, I hear you on that. I played for some I guess, you know, tough-minded coaches as well, yeah. Which, you know, looking back, I really appreciate. I know, you know, you played for Coach Hatchell. She's a Hall of Famer. You know, I know she's notoriously tough, right?
That
being said, what was it like playing for her? But more from the perspective of, like, you know, what do you look back and really appreciate about, you know, her mentality and what, you know, maybe you learned from her?
Yeah. So, you know, at the time, it's not always pleasant, but, you know, just that the mental toughness, that
sure,
something that I think all of the players that play for her, there's a certain toughness, there's a certain expectation when it comes to anything. So we were tough. We were driven. We expected to win. She like instilled in us, we're expecting to win. And when we go out there, we play like that, even to the last minute. And if we win, we win. And if not, we got a 6 a.m. practice the next morning. So, I do appreciate that drive, that I think we all had, or that we were given, I guess, playing under her, for sure.
No doubt. Let me talk to you about a few of, I guess, the other lessons maybe you learned just from your college years. You talked a little bit about kind of your personal journey and, you know, college being a defining time, you know, really in anybody's life. But for you, you know, what did you find out about yourself during those 4 years? What are a couple of those lessons maybe that you really can look back on today?
Well, definitely thankful for my parents. I think they were very instrumental in my my journey, and kind of made the transition a bit easier, just knowing that, hey, there are choices. That's something my parents, even to this day, preach to us. It's one of the chapters in Deuteronomy about the choices, their blessings for choosing good, and that, you know, there's not always good consequences when you don't make good decisions. So that was something they preached to us anytime we'd leave, hanging out with our friends. All right, remember Deuteronomy. And so, you know, I really think that that was kind of my foundation to where, once I did get to college, of course, nobody's perfect. And even now, with some of the, you know, the people that I mentor and coach, you know that, hey, you're going to mess up, you're going to not do right, or, you know, things are, you're going to make mistakes. But, you know, at the end of the day, as you're striving towards making these good decisions and making sure, you know, that, you know, the decisions you make play out into the future. It's not just for now. It's just, you know, you defining yourself, you setting yourself up for good things in life. So, yeah, I think that between my parents, and then also just, you know, my faith in them, and also instilling that, things about God and, you know, what it means to follow Christ, and, again, like the blessings, and maybe not the instant gratification, but that the good things that are in store for the people that follow Christ and that, you know, accept his love and grace and exhibit that as well to others. So I do look back on my years in college with, you know, with gratefulness, honestly. And, you know, I think just coming from where I came from, and Charlotte Christian is a part of that, was really instrumental in helping that foundation, and then also helping to solidify those next years where I was the one making my own decisions and becoming the person, I guess, who I am today.
Sure. Well said. So you graduate from UNC in 2005. All right, so I'm going to rattle off all the places you've played since then, and then just kind of let you take us through your journey a little bit. So 2006, Seattle, 2007, LA, as well as Sweden. 07, 08, Luxembourg. 08, 09, Sweden. 9, 10, France. 10, 11, Sweden. 11, 12, Poland. 12, 13, Russia. Poland. France. Australia. France. In subsequent years, up until 18, 19, pre-pandemic. So when you hear that and all those different places, And as I was kind of preparing for our time together, I actually didn't know a couple of the places that I knew most of them, but what's kind of your thought and just your general, you know, as you kind of look back on all those places you've been and the teams and the teammates, what do you think?
Man, it's been a journey. I mean, you said that in like 15 seconds, 20 seconds, but I mean, each year, and I know, you know, the same, it's like, it's a grind. There's ups, there's downs, there's great moments, there's awful moments. Your body's hurting. Some days you feel great. Like you can, even me, like I can dunk on somebody. So, and with that, I just have met so many people along the way. So many teammates, that even to this day, I call my best friends that are from all over the world. And man, it's really been an experience. I'm just thankful. It's something that I never thought I would do. I didn't think I would want to play internationally. For me as well, it was like WNBA or bust, before even taking that chance. And when I did, it was like, I didn't look back. I just wanted to make the most of every moment, to make the most of every season, try to be the best player that I could be and best teammate as well. So, I will say, I think between France and Australia, those are probably my favorite experiences. And again, it's like, you kind of remember it based on how much fun you had.
Sure.
And performance-wise as well. So, I think I've probably performed a bit better in other countries, but I just, you know, it was really fun. I was a type of player to, you know, I tried things, everything except for the escargot. I don't get eating snail. I just don't, but
get into it.
A lot of places I've tried a lot of different foods, and some were good, some not so great. and also just, exploring the culture and, yeah. Just diving in, and I'm thankful to have had people to have just, you know, taken me in. They, you know, want to show me their culture and their food and everything. And I'm just thankful. And I guess every place I went to, I tried to find a church, if I could find like an English speaking church. And I think that's, in most places I did, even in Russia, which is for me one of the coolest experiences I had when I went to Russia. I was a little apprehensive at first because, you know, you hear all these mafia stories and all these old war stories, and it doesn't seem like the U.S. and Russia, you know, get along all that well. And so I was a little apprehensive to go. And then also, you know, I'm Black, so I figured I'd stand out, and I didn't know how well I'd be accepted over there. But I mean, they were just so welcoming, the team, the teammates, my team. And to where it was really surprising. And then from there, I met a guy from Nigeria who, you know, pretty cool guy. And he invited me to a church one day. And I'm like, oh, sure. I didn't even know they had churches here. And so he takes me one Sunday morning, and I walk in and they're singing "Blessed Be the Name of the Lord" in Russian. And I was just, I mean, I got chills. I'm like, man, I'm home in this place where I felt so foreign, to just walk in and just, you know, have brothers and sisters from Russia. There was one of the coolest experiences I think I've had over there.
Yeah, that's unreal. I'm curious, you know, about, in playing in all those different places, what do you think, just from a global perspective standpoint, like, I'm sure you probably look at things differently than maybe had you just ended up just playing in the WNBA this whole time.
Oh, yeah. So I guess for one, just how excessive we are here in the U.S., like, my coaches over there, they'd have like one suit that they would wear for every single game. And I remember even my coach in college, I mean, every game was like a new chance for him to display his closet, you know? Sure. And so I just, you know, they don't have as many clothes as we do. It's like every summer I got back to the U.S., it was like I was cleaning out my closet. I'm like, man, I got way too much stuff. Even if you like if you went to a fast food restaurant over there, you get one napkin. Here, I mean, you could just almost pull out the whole, like all the napkins in, like in the thing. And so, you know, they just load you up with ketchup and whatever you need. But there you just get like, you get one. And so that's one of the biggest things that I saw, just how excessive we are here in the U.S. But then also, you know, different cultures, the way they'll take 2 hours and sit down and eat and talk, versus just, you know, wolfing down a meal to just get back to whatever you're doing or, you know, back to work. And so I think I've adapted, you know, kind of taken, drawn from a lot of the things that I prefer in other cultures, like sitting down to have a meal or like, you know, taking a break throughout the day, just to relax or take a nap, you know? And then also the way, just the work schedule. I know in France, they get like 5 weeks paid vacation as soon as they sign up for a job. And my teammates would always ask whenever my parents came to visit or my friends, like, why did they only stay for so, you know, so short of a time? They'd come for maybe a week max. And, you know, I'm like, well, you know, people have to work. And they're like, oh, that's not good. In France, you can ask for even a month if you want for vacation. And so I think it's pretty cool just to see the differences. And, you know, certain things, of course, I think they get right. Like that 5 week paid vacation. I think anybody here would sign up for that or, you know, want something like that. But yeah, and then the food as well. I thought the food, you know, they take pride in a lot of the food that they make and the quality of the food. So to the point where me coming back to the U.S., trying to go to some of the places that I thought were like amazing over here, my stomach would hurt after eating, especially fast food. So I try to, you know, stay away from that even now. Just the food quality, and I really appreciated that, especially in France, the quality, but also the different types. So over there, they would have a meal, just duck. They call it canard, but they ate a lot of duck. And I think that's one of my favorite meals in all the world right now. Canard with the frites, which is the French fries, the way they make them.
Love it. Love the perspective. And just, I think you're right on with, slowing down. And our culture does not do a good job of that in general. And hopefully maybe coming out of this pandemic, will a little bit more, but I think you're right on in terms of a lot of the other cultures around the world. They're willing to slow down and, get to know people a little bit better, go deeper and take pride, like you said, in all that they do. So personally, you know, what's next for you? I know you're working through, you know, and like we talked about before the call, you're staying ready, staying in shape to continue to play. What else is going on in your world, and what projects are you working on? Where are you spending your time right now?
Okay. So I had planned to play in the UK, a 2-year deal, which would have included a master's degree. But then COVID hit. So that kind of, that didn't happen. The scholarship got defunded and then the team's major sponsor pulled out at the last minute. So kind of messed those plans up. So I'm back here. I had gone to Australia to play. The season got canceled. So got back here about a year ago at the end of March of 2020. And, prior to that, I had started a business. It's called Carpe U. If you're familiar with the term Carpe Diem, a Latin phrase that means, seize the moment or seize the day. It's kind of a twist off of that. Carpe U, like seize yourself basically, in spirit, mind, and body. So, company geared towards fitness, athletics, but also, you can be very fit, look great, but then be miserable inside. So a complete approach, holistic approach to health and fitness, is what we're all about. And, I started a clothing line to go with that. And so that's kind of my project. I'm kind of doing that, building that, slowly, gradually, no real time constraints or anything put on that, just making sure there's a solid foundation to stand on as far as that's concerned. And in the meantime, I've been working, I've been helping another company out as far as doing some office work. And a lot of the operations, which I think ends up being a blessing in disguise, because if I'm, you know, doing a business of my own, I need that expertise and I need that experience. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing now. And also the coaching as well, which I think it's going to be hard for me to to ever put that down, to ever get out of athletics completely. So, yeah, still working through all of that. But that's kind of where a lot of my time and attention is focused these days.
For sure. Love it. Where can we learn more, or some of our listeners find your organization, the clothing line? Is there a good website we could go to check into that a little bit more?
Yeah. There is carpeu.com. So that's CARPE and then the letter U. So CARPEU.com.
Perfect.
And learn a bit more about what we're all about, and then also see some of the collection that we started with. Yeah.
Love it. Who are some of the, is there one or two outside of Coach Angeli mentors who really made an impact on you during your time here at Charlotte Christian?
Coach Angeli, like, 'cause he was a math teacher too. And I majored in math. I don't know if people, I majored in math. I was a math major. It's something that I really enjoyed doing. My mom was asking me when I was choosing a major, because I started with biology. She was like, well, what do you like doing? What would you do even if you, you know, didn't get paid to do it? I was like, you know, I'd sit down any day and figure out math problems. Even this day, I do those Sudoku puzzles. I always try to pick the hardest one. But I, you know, I love numbers. I'm a, I wouldn't say mathematician, but, you know, analytical thinker, and just really enjoy math. So he really, you know, had a really profound impact on my life. There were others, but Coach Angeli for sure.
He's the main one. No, that's good. Yeah. I thought that might be the case. I didn't know if there was somebody else, but he's impacted a lot of different people, myself included, and was able to lead a small group with him during my time at Charlotte Christian, and became very close with him. I think he does a great job and did a great job and continues to do so, just developing relationships. And I think when you were talking about kind of sitting and talking and going deeper, he was always willing to do that for me and I know you and all the students and players that he had. And I know I appreciated just his mentality towards life, but also teaching and coaching. And he impacted so many at Charlotte Christian and all the stops along his teaching journey. So I thought that was where you were going to go, but it's hard to steer away from the impact that he's definitely had.
Oh yeah.
All right. Last one for you here. So if you were talking to, and you kind of have some experience now, but if you were talking to some of the current Charlotte Christian students, what would be one message that you'd like to share?
Okay. So, I guess it kind of goes along with, what I have with the saying with my company right now. The tagline is seize the moment. And, you know, I think for anyone, it's like, we're here now. We were 20 years ago. I think, what did we have? Was it communication? Some class we had? Broadcasting?
That's right. Broadcasting.
Okay, yeah. About 21 years ago, you know, we were sitting in a classroom at Charlotte Christian, and here we are 20 years later on a podcast talking about, you know, those moments. And so I would encourage anyone, and even like the players that I coached this year, I know some of them had a lot of pressure on themselves and, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. But, you know, life is a journey. And, you know, 20 years from now, you don't want to look back and have missed these moments and been so occupied with something else or so frustrated and have had this heavy weight on you to where you weren't able to experience each of these moments. And so my advice to anyone in that situation now is to hey, make the most of it. Those relationships, those friendships, the teams that you're on, to make the most of it. And that's something that I've shared with some of my players this year. Hey, make the most of it. We're fortunate to have a season this year. Some players don't. And we had a stretch where we had to sit out for 2 weeks. And even then it was like, well, are they going to let us play again? And so you never know what happens in the future, but and making the most of the moment, making the most of yourself in that moment, I think that you really set yourself up for what opportunities lie in front of you.
Absolutely. Can't say it much better than that. And just want to say thanks to you, Leah, and all you continue to do for Charlotte Christian and for pouring back into the girls this year. And thanks for taking the time to join the Nightcast today, and excited about what's next for you. And I hope what's next includes, spending additional time coaching here over at Charlotte Christian. So thanks for taking the time, and really enjoyed catching up with you today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. And it's been amazing being back at Charlotte Christian, and I hope to, hope to stick around soon too.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Leah.